Blog Talk Radio.
On y'all, it's your girl at Lady Flamey 11 Hype Mike Radio. You already know what it is. Thank you so very much for tuning in. Hey, that was that Get It by Doc Richie. We had him on the show last month, and he is steady tearing it up right now. So shout out to Doc Richie and his team over there, still doing it big. We got a special guest in the building today. He got something to share with all the sports fans out there and all the athletes. Go by the name of Richard Gunn. I'm going to go ahead and cue you in. Hype Mike Radio, what's good?
Hey, how you doing? Thank you for having me.
Hey, how you doing? Thank you for calling the show.
Oh, no problem.
All right, that's what's up. Let the fans know a little bit about the company that you run. You know, some of the good things that it brings to the athletes out there, as well as how to, you know, get in touch with you and all that good stuff.
Oh, perfect. Okay, so my company is called Mind Academy Sports, and it's geared to teach athletes to learn the connection between their mind and performance. So I was a pretty good athlete in college. A lot of people can resonate with this. I had a lot of coaches kind of play political games with me at the first college that I was at. And I trained with all these NFL people, but I only had one shot in order to prove myself because I was a fifth-year senior. So the first game did not go well at all. I mean, I think I only had 87 yards rushing or something like that. So from that point on, I decided I had to incorporate my mind. So the moment that I started mentally training, my game absolutely took off, and I was first in the whole I broke the record, and I was the first rusher in the whole college. So I think somebody broke my record now, but I had the most yards from scrimmage. And it's only because I learned to work with my mind. We all have potential as athletes. That's why we work so hard. We work in the gym. We go and we work in the summer because we understand and we realize that we have potential. But a lot of times, if you never work mentally, your potential will never be actualized on the sporting field time and time again. A lot of athletes accidentally hit the zone or do things once or twice. But we help athletes learn how to get into the zone, tap into the flow state more often than not. Our company is really geared towards athletes and parents who realize and can come and have awareness that, hey, I do have a mental problem right now, and if I can get over this, then I can be my best self. What great example do we have right now in the NBA of a person who's going through this? Ben Simmons. He is a great player, 6'10", can do everything, but he has a mental block, and he had it since he got in the NBA. We don't know how it got in there, but it is affecting his money, it's affecting his contracts and everything else. So this is what this company is geared towards. You guys can contact me at mindacademysports.com.
All right, that's what's up. I was definitely feeling the aspects of what you were talking about. The whole program itself, it was my first time actually seeing it. This is my first time actually hearing it from a mental standpoint. I know that it's mostly physical when it comes to sports. So that is what really, you know, I was like, girl, like, that's what's up, you know. Is there, how can parents or athletes get in touch with you? You know, what are some tips in other, you know, I guess, what other training modules or anything that you can offer to any other, you know, sports fan out there or athlete that may be interested in your program? Like, what are some of the practices that you all do?
Okay, so first, if I could say one thing, sometimes we have to understand that sports are actually 80% mental. If you play, you know, maybe elementary school, middle school, high school, if you are more athletic than your opponent, you get away with it. But the moment that you go downstate or you play in AU tournaments or even if you play in college the next level, when people are the same athletically than you, they're the same height, they can jump just as high as you can jump, they can play just as well as you can play, it's only the mental aspect that proves who's going to be the winner, who's going to survive. So that's what we do when I work with athletes. I work with athletes remotely, so on Zoom calls, one-on-one, and so I can work with people all over the world. And what we do is we put athletes in those scenarios. So that can be a simple tip that they can do. I'm not going to give you all my secrets, but one thing that you can do is you can close your eyes and you can imagine yourself before the game in those tough scenarios, playing opponents that are better than you, who are more athletic than you, and you can visualize yourself making the plays. And once you do that, you're going to realize as soon as you get on that sporting field, it's just going to happen. And I learned one of these techniques from Michael Phelps. He has the most gold medals out of anybody. And his coach, since the age of 12, his coach has been having him visualize for 2 hours before he even swims. He would have him visualized for 2 hours winning the gold medal, doing all this, and he now has the most gold medals out of anybody. So that's how I know that this was a proven process.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
I definitely salute you on that. Now we got Kata Producer. He checking in, the co-host, Kata Producer. We're going to go ahead and cue you in.
Hey, what's going on, y'all? I got a bunch of questions.
Okay.
Pretty much, I'm sitting here at the mall, and pretty much what I was listening in, you spoke a bunch of good stuff, man. Like, I mean, it's you got some knowledge with you, and I appreciate it and I respect it. But what I want to know is, so what's the process when somebody gets hurt? Like, if somebody gets hurt, what are they supposed to do? You know, like, I know they got certain people to go to and certain people, that deals with them when they get hurt. But what's the process?
Right.
Like, do they have to, how long is the process? If you could explain to me that, I would totally be grateful, brother.
Yeah, that's a real good question. Obviously, it depends on like the injury. If it's like a hamstring injury or something, it kind of gets in the athlete's mind, because even though people say that they're healthy, one false move and that hamstring can go again. So the first thing I would say is the person has to make sure that they rehab the right way. You can't come back too early. Sometimes you got to go see specialists.
Right.
Sometimes you got to have surgery. And, man, make sure you rehab the right way. And then after that, it's all mental work from there, getting back stronger and mentally getting back stronger so that you were stronger now than you were before. And I have clients, if you check my testimonial page, clients who tore their ACLs and now they're coming back stronger. So I think it's about rehab, it's about mental work, and then it takes time. Time, I really can't, tell, because it depends on the injury, but it definitely is going to take some mental work to get back, because that's a lot of trauma and stuff when you go through injuries.
Right.
It also depends
totally
on the
correct.
Sport.
What? Right,
it
right.
Also
you're
depends
totally
on the
correct.
Sport.
I understand.
Yeah.
I totally understand. I mean, so what's the next process? I mean, like, I got family members that, sports players,
right.
From the minors to the, from the minors league to the big league, what's the next part? You talk about a healing process, and that's what you do. I see it's a mental thing, how far mentally can you take them? If I'm speaking on the right things, because some people listen,
how far
some people
can I,
don't.
Can I take an athlete?
Yeah.
As far as they want to go, one of my favorite sayings is the ego is the enemy. The ego is the enemy. So before I say every one of my athletes that I work with is special, because it takes them to get to the point where they can lift their hands and say, I need help, before they get on the phone with me. Sometimes their parents have to convince them. Sometimes they have to get to the end of the rope themselves. But once they can get over this whole ego of, I got it, I don't have to learn from anybody else, I can do it by myself, then that's when they can really start to succeed. But a lot of people, especially the talented ones, feel like they can do it themselves or they'll work it by themselves, and then they never get there. So I say I can take an athlete as far as they want to go, as long as that ego is out of the way, and that's the key thing.
I totally respect you, because my thing is, I don't deal, me personally, I know what you do, and I totally respect what you do. But for me, I don't have to deal with these people, too many people. But, because I don't deal with egos, because a lot of people have them,
Right.
And it's like you can't get past, a lot of people can't get past the ego, so for me, I'm a street dude, I've been on the street all my life, and then I elevated, past the street, but I still have the street mentality,
Right.
And I could understand what you was talking about, like, as far as the egos, if they can get past that, man, they can get past anything. You know, so I totally salute you, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it. But I want to say one thing. The reason why they can't get past it is because the ego protects us. So they think it's their strength because, oh, I'm protecting myself. I'm good. But no, you're covering something up. So
yep,
I don't have a problem with you.
They're not good at the end of the day. They're not good. You know what I mean? They know that they're not good, but that ego gets in the way. So I get it. I get you.
Yeah.
Very true. Yep. I just want to touch bases on that, especially if you're working with younger kids. I know that's something that I stress to the young generation. And, you know, some of the people that I come across in hell, even to myself, you know, you never stop asking questions. Always remain humble, you know, and always be willing to learn.
Yep.
You know, when you stop learning, when you stop asking questions, you stop growing. That's the way I put it. I definitely salute you on your services, just what it brings to the community, to the whole sports world, you know, all together. I know it's going to be major, you know. It's going to be something really, really huge, and I'm very excited to see where it goes. Now, you know, for all the listeners out there, let the people know, once again, where they can find you, social media, website, telephones, emails, Netflix, all of that.
First of all, I want to say I appreciate your support. From the time that you've seen it, you've been really supporting me, so I appreciate that. And hopefully the sporting world is going to catch up. We've got Ben Simmons, who's on there. I think one of the greatest fighters, Deontay Wilder, has some mental things that he's going through. So hopefully the sporting world catches on that, hey, the mental game is key. But if anybody wants to get a hold of me, all of my tags, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, it's all Mind Academy Sports. My website is mindacademysports.com. My phone number is 574-440-5824. If you want to reach me by email, it's rgun026@gmail.com.
Okay, brother. I got one more question, and I'm going to let you be.
Yeah.
I'm going to let you be because I know you're a busy person.
No, you're
okay,
good.
Okay, so just give me, just if you can give everybody a brief synopsis of what, you know, the initial thing that they would have to go through when they deal with you, you know, like just, a, you know, just something brief, you know what I mean? Like, okay, all right, I'm an athlete. Say I'm an athlete. Okay, so boom.
Yeah.
I hit you up. And I'd be like, okay, man, look, I'm going through this, I'm going through that, or you know, yada yada. What do somebody have to go through, or the first,
okay,
you know, so, initial things when they deal with you?
Okay, so my whole process is based in four sessions, or it's based in four sessions, but it could be more. I call it the RACE formula: relentless, awareness, clear, and emotional mastery. Okay.
Oh wow.
So those are the four things that we go through for each session. So relentless, awareness, clear, and emotional mastery. So basically, when I get on the phone with you, I want to know this. I am trying to figure out what your goals are. Why do you have those goals, and who's influencing those goals? Because sometimes we play in the sports because our parents want us to play. Sometimes we're playing a sport because of we're trying to make it to the league. So I'm trying to figure out your motives, why you want to play. The second thing I would need to find out is what you're struggling with. If you're a basketball player, are you hesitating when you shoot the three? Okay. When you get into the game and you miss your first couple shots, do you lose confidence? I need to figure out what mental interference you have. And then after that, we straight attack it. So it's no longer a weakness. It's only a strength.
I'm about to send about a million people your way, man.
You sound like you know what you're doing, man.
I got people for you, man.
I'm ready.
I know you are. I'm ready too. I got you, bro.
I appreciate
it. Yes. Oh my gosh, that was amazing. Thank you once again. Y'all already know Mind Academy Sports, Richard Gunn, Hype Mike Radio. Let's go.
Hey, JD. All this Sprite dog look like me, man.
Calm down, man. Just chill out. Relax.
What you mean? Chill out?
You just got to calm down, man. I know they like you.
You know what, JD? You right. I think the Sprite dude do like me a little bit.
Yeah. I think you like me.
1, 2, 3. As it's plain to see, I go by the name of Jermaine Dupree. Dope man fresh in the place to be. And
Hey, what's going on, y'all? It's your girl at Lady Flame 11, K the producer, Hype Mike Radio. We up in here. And I want to give a huge shout out to Mind Academy Sports founder, Richard Gunn. Hey, y'all, make sure y'all go check out his website, services, everything. Something that is much needed in the sports and athletic world today. Yes. Once again, want to thank all of y'all for tuning in. Until next time, y'all already know, keep rocking. Let's go.
I'm not looking for love tonight. That was yesterday.
She ain't trying for it. She getting out the ride on vacation.